Hey guys, welcome to the Breathe In Podcast. We are a mental health and wellness collective. And today we're going to be talking about vaping. So do you guys want to go around and introduce yourselves? So you can just say like your name, your major.
Hey, my name's Olivia and I'm majoring in criminal justice and psychology.
My name's Abby and I'm majoring in animal science pre-vet.
My name is Lily and I'm majoring in advertisement and public relations.
Woot, woot. All right, so we can dive into the first question. So when did you guys start vaping, and do you think there's a specific reason that you started?
I started vaping when I would say when I was a senior in high school, and it was kind of occasionally like hitting my friends' vapes and whatnot, but once COVID started, it started to become more regular. I was doing it every day.
Yeah, I started when I was around 17, just hitting my friends that had it, less random, like on weekends when we'd hang out. And then it just kind of became a habit, and then I started getting my own probably like my senior year of high school.
I started when I was 16 years old. Everybody else around me was vaping, and so it was very easy to fall into the pattern of doing what your friends were doing, and then all of a sudden you buy your own vape, and then you get addicted, and it's hard to quit.
Facts.
A habit, yeah.
Just like TikTok, you watch one video and
you're there for an hour. Yeah.
Happens to us all in different ways. Are you guys all current vapers, or have you quit? Have you ever quit before?
I've quit before, and then now I'm like an occasional like vapor, I would say.
Kind of back to how you started.
Yeah.
I have quit for maybe max like a month, and then I fell right back into it.
I quit for 6 months in high school and fell right back in during COVID, and I haven't quit since.
6 months? That's big. That is crazy.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. I think I quit for like a whole year.
Yeah, I think so you did too. Yeah.
And then mine might have been. I don't know why I started. I couldn't remember.
Yeah,
why I boredom. Started again. Yeah.
Wow.
Stress,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
1 year. That's strict.
I don't know why I didn't just keep going.
Yeah, that is strict. Why do you guys think it's hard to quit vaping?
I think one reason is like the hand to like mouth, like I don't remember what that's called.
Fixation.
Fixation, yeah, the oral fixation. So like, I don't know. I think that's one main thing that's hard, because it's like describing, even if you don't want it, it's like, oh, it's there. I can reach for it. And it's just kind of a...
I think it's also a very socially acceptable thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy. It's convenient. It doesn't smell. You don't have to go outside and smoke for 10 minutes. You don't need to implement smoke breaks into your job. You can just honestly go to the bathroom, do it in private, and then come back.
Mm-mm. And everybody around us seems to do it.
It's not an inconvenience to anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Even if you decide you want to quit and it's easy to quit for you, then you see like someone else doing it. Like your roommate or your friend, and you're like, oh, I could do that right now. Maybe, yeah.
I could use it.
Yeah.
But then you fall right back into the trap.
I will say, like, as a person who doesn't vape, I would definitely, it doesn't bother me or, like, hinder my experience, like, in life. Because it, like, doesn't smell. It's small. It doesn't, like, it's not like someone's asking you for a lighter.
Yeah.
You, like, smell, like, it, like, lives on you and stuff like that. So, I would agree. It's definitely accessible and definitely easy to do. And I know many people who definitely like go in the bathroom really quick. And just like, I think it's just easy.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it can be like a stress reliever. Even if it doesn't like do anything or give you that buzz, it can just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just that.
Like the cooling too. Like the cooling feeling sometimes with them, like in your throat. That's another thing for people. I know that it's hard for them to stop.
I like that feeling.
So do you guys think that vaping is like used as like a social tool? Like when you go out or like when you hang out with friends, do you guys think like, I don't know, it's something to like, how do I want to say this? Like, I don't know, something like in between interactions.
Does like an icebreaker?
Yeah.
Honestly, for me, no, I don't think it's a social tool at all. Honestly, especially over the years, I've gotten more embarrassed of it. Of like pulling my vape out and being like that. That's embarrassing.
I was going to say, I think it's a bigger thing for, like, high schoolers now. Like, they all think it's cool. So they're, like, going to take him out and be like, hey, like, look what I got. Like,
what flavor do you have?
But I feel the same way with now. I don't want people to know that I vape. Like, I don't want to take it out and be like, hey, you want this? Or
you
want
a hit?
Yeah. But I think for the people in, like, high school and middle school even now, they definitely think it's cool. Yeah. And it's a social aspect for sure. Like, popularity and
for
stuff
like
that.
For sure in high school. Now in college,
Completely different.
Yeah. For sure.
I noticed that a lot of, like, high school people vape.
Oh my gosh,
people are, like, accessing it, like, younger and younger.
It keeps getting younger,
Is there a... I've never purchased a vape before, so I'm just kind of, like, ignorant a little bit. Is there, like, a age limit to when you purchase them? Like, 21. Alcohol?
Yeah, it's 21.
21.
Yeah. But, you know, there are vape shops that...
Don't card.
They won't. Even if you look 14, they'll still sell to you.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of places that do that. It's kind of crazy.
I remember in high school, I was traveling probably 20 minutes across Omaha just to go get a vape because they wouldn't card me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then once they recognize you, then they don't care ever again after that.
Oh,
if they don't card you the first time.
And even high schoolers have fake IDs now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And they're looking older.
Older and older.
No.
Like, the younger, the younger generation is starting, like, older and older, and I can't differentiate if you're 16 or if you're 21.
Exactly.
And
some 16-year-olds look older than me.
Yeah.
I'm like, some, like, 14,
what college do you go to?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh.
Seventh grade.
Yeah.
They changed the age for vaping, too. When you guys were teenagers, it was 18.
When we were a freshman in high school.
They've changed it 3 times. It was 18 when I was 16, 18, 19. Then it was 19, now it's 21.
Oh, I forgot that it was,
And now they've even taken away a lot of flavors. There's no...
And they
try and, like,
unless it's a disposable, but for, like, the reusable.
They discontinued a bunch of known flavors that were, like, unhealthier, but even though I feel like they're all kind of the same...
They're all not.
I don't know.
To deter, younger.
Yeah.
Like mango juice.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're just doing, like, tobacco or, like, the ones that are, like, menthol or the ones that sound like they wouldn't be, like, appealing.
Yeah, Kentucky tobacco.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Can you order vapes online?
I think so.
Yeah, but you have to, like, whoever delivers it has to card you. But then I don't know if, like, once they get there...
Yeah,
you aren't of age, then do they just, like, send it back? Or I don't know, I guess.
I know
maybe
verify
it online. I think you
have to have, like,
License ID online, maybe?
I don't know.
I'm going to see if you can order, like, DoorDash one or something.
No, you can't DoorDash. I've tried.
You can't.
I just think that's, like, really interesting how people access that and, like, when they're really young. But people are starting to look older. Like, it's kind of scary.
It's terrifying.
No, it is terrifying. I don't understand how it works, too. I'm like,
Well, because all these TikTok trends, when we were in seventh grade, we had the
Musical.ly
mustache phase.
Or like Vine
stuff. Yeah. And now everyone has thing. Like the Charlotte Tilbury drunk elephant trends on TikTok, and they're all...
Yeah. You know what else I just thought about was moms and, like, dads that are trying to quit will get vapes.
Oh,
these
and
middle
so their
schoolers
kids are...
will go and steal their parents' vapes.
Yeah.
And their parents aren't going to notice. So that's probably another reason why middle schoolers are getting addicted to nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is probably starting in the home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy. And I really wish that kids would be kids.
I know.
Because I be feeling old, but I'm like, damn, you look the same age as me. Okay, so... back to vaping. So if mental health was not an indicator of the use of tobacco products, do you think you would still engage or it would still be as popular as it is to vape?
I don't think it would be nearly as popular. I think for the people that started before, like, if something happened with their mental health, it would be harder for them to continue. Or, like, if they did quit, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like... if I quit right now, I would still, like, maybe if I had drinks in me, I'd want to hit it, but it'd be easier for me to quit if I didn't have any mental health struggles, for sure.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
I think that the biggest mental strain is what makes you want to use nicotine. Like, especially stress, any
anxiety.
Sort of stress, anxiety, like, I don't know.
Like, depression, even, like, I don't know, everything.
Makes you want to grab for it.
Yeah.
It's so easy when you're stressed.
It's a short-term goal.
Very short-term stress relief, just for, like, a second. And then it's just, like, and then I can do it again. But I don't know.
But I think if I wasn't stressed all the time and if I wasn't anxious, then I could quit very easily.
That's interesting. So do you guys think on, like, hard days or, like, really stressful days, do you think you vape more than you do when you're not stressed?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
That and... Wait, no, I shouldn't say that.
It's okay. You don't have to say anything you don't want to. Just, or you when, can say it. It doesn't matter.
Well, when you got a couple drinks in you, too, like...
I said that, that too.
Yeah, that feels real nice.
You gravitate towards it more when... Yeah.
I've heard people say that before, too.
That's, like, mainly where at when I do it. It's when I'm drinking. I don't know why. It's more like it's one social thing with, like, a semi-social thing.
Yeah.
It's, like, everyone's doing it when they're drinking, I feel like, or, like, a lot.
More people
do. Yeah, more people do it when they're drinking, for sure. Yeah.
Maybe it's because, it's like, I'm drinking right now. I'm kind of either tipsy or drunk, and so this isn't doesn't really count or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kind of no, justifying your reason for vaping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, buzz on top of a buzz.
Yeah, that's valid. I've heard the same thing from, like, other people, too. And, like, the people that I interviewed for our project kind of, like, said the same thing. And I have a best – I have two best friends, actually. One's a guy, one's a girl. And they, like, vape all the time, like, religiously. And they talked about, like, vaping, like, more or making sure they always have their vape, like, when they go out or when they're drinking and stuff like that. All right, so how much do you guys think you currently spend on vapes? Rough estimate. No calculators needed.
Per week, per month, per year.
I don't know. Should we do weekly or?
I don't think I could calculate
year.
Year.
I couldn't calculate monthly, but, like, what does that money equate to? Like, are you buying, like?
Yeah, monthly.
Or are you buying, like, disposables? How many is that? Cigarettes? Like, what? What is it going towards?
Well, Lily and I live together, and we split pods, but we buy a 4-pack of pods once a week.
No, I wouldn't say. I say they last us longer than once a week. Maybe, like, once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And what do those cost?
So you think one lasts you a week?
Well, no, I guess, like, maybe, like, 5 to 6 days. So almost a week. Yeah. So it's, like, a week...
One pod will last you 5 to 6 days, and we get a 4-pack.
So it's
so I get two, she gets two. So I buy pods, like, probably every other week.
Mm-hmm.
So in a month, I'd probably spend $120.
They have raised the prices insanely,
So one pack is...
We used to... Sorry, I just interrupted you.
No, you're good. One pack of four is $30.
Wow. So and it used to be 18?
Yeah, something like that.
Really?
And so I'm...
Oh, my goodness.
Every time I go through a pod, I just think to myself, this is $7 that I just spent.
Wow.
It's crazy to think about if you think about it like that. And then if you save them all, you put them in a bowl, and you look at all the money that you just burned.
Yeah.
Literally burned.
It makes you want to quit. We should start saving them because that is honestly a good way. Just having it in front of you, being like, this is... And if you calculate it, like, yearly, I don't even want to do the math. No, I know. I don't want to do the math.
I feel like but I did my monthly
math. Maybe I should really do the math because then I'll quit.
If you saw, like...
Well, if you do it, if you spend $120, you definitely spend over... If you spend $120 a month, you spend over $1,000 a year.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Don't tell me that.
Like, what your money could be going towards or, like, things that you could spend it on, would that incentivize you to quit?
I've definitely thought of things like that before and tried to make it. But, yes, I feel like if I thought, like, oh, this money could go to my dog's food or, like, something really important
could buy, like
that.
A pair or of a shoes few pair a shoes, month
yeah.
With that money.
Yeah, or new clothes or my tuition.
Or gas.
Or gas, yeah.
What, Cordy?
I was like, that's, like, a whole trip at the end of the year.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, my
goodness. Gosh. If you didn't vape for a year.
Is. We could, like, go
you
to Florida.
You could go to Mexico or something with that money.
Shoot. Yeah, you could. If you spend $120 a month on vapes, at the end of the year, your total is $1,440.
Okay, I feel like $120 was a bit much.
I do think that
if it's $30, like every week and a half.
Every week and a half, and there's 4 weeks in a month.
So
it would be like $60 to $90, depending on like what's going on in my life.
Let's lowball.
$60 to $90.
I would say $90.
Yeah, I'd say 90. Thanks,
for you,
Liv.
Yeah.
Thank you, Liv.
Thanks, Liv. You're welcome.
That's just not including like lose yours.
Oh yeah.
You lose yours. I don't even know how many.
All the time.
So you could just like
let's tack on 200.
Regardless, over.
Say like $100 a month. That's $1,200 a year.
Yeah.
Or if you do 60 plus 100 for lost ones, maybe here and there.
Yeah.
If we want to get real serious, you can calculate the gas it takes you to go to the gas station to get the bottom and then go back.
What? She is strict.
That's a whole week-long vacation.
I know.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's a lot of money, but I mean, everybody's journey is their own, honestly. And at the end of the day, like, I'm not encouraging you guys to vape or keep vaping, but I'm also not telling you that, oh, you have to quit today. Like, I think that people should stop doing that. But honestly, if you think about it, like, people buy miscellaneous stuff all the time.
Like, right. It's like,
like, I don't vape, but I get my nails done once a month. Like, yeah. It's like unnecessary as fuck. But I do it and it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
So exactly. I do it and I could definitely spend $60 elsewhere and I choose not to. So. That shouldn't make you like feel bad, because we all do it. It just depends on what you spend your money on.
True.
Yeah, that is true. Makes you feel a little better.
Yeah.
I also eat out all the time, so
mine is paying the parking garage when I have a pass to another parking garage where I don't have to pay, but it's all the way across campus and I don't want to walk all the way across campus. So I pay like $2.50 a day.
Oh my gosh.
I definitely pay for meters and have a parking pass.
I don't know what I was thinking when I got the parking pass where I got it, but my God.
Is that where you...
A few moments later.
Okay, so... Well, we kind of touched on this. So, well, you said you're occasional vapor?
Yeah.
So you don't vape every day?
Sometimes if I use, like, my roommates.
Interesting. But you guys vape every day.
Depends on my stress levels, you know? If it's, like, a hard school week, I'm like,
yeah.
I'll just instant gratification, and then it lasts for, like, a second.
Yeah.
That's a really good way to put it. Instant gratification.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually like that, but with margaritas.
Those are good too.
Yeah, that too.
I'm crying. Okay, if you guys could replace vaping with any habit or activity, what would it be?
I think one that would help me quit vaping would be chewing gum or just like mints and like just that little habit, like for that oral fixation thing. Chewing gum just like all the time, I think would really help me to stop quitting vaping. You but know.
Mine is a little ambitious, but it would really help me quit and stay quit if I got back into running.
Yeah, running.
Imagine that.
Exercise.
Healthy lungs, being able to run.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you do it, Lily.
What, run?
Yeah.
With baby?
Yeah. Aren't your lungs, like, burning by then?
No. I don't know. I just took the boys on, like, a 6-mile walk the other day. I don't know. Maybe it's because I played soccer for so long or something.
I feel like walking is so different than running.
But walking is different than running. But I've been able to run, too. But it's just, like, I definitely get out of breath a little bit quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's noticeable. But it's not like I'm, like, heaving, like, over, like, can't breathe. It's never been like that before, which is good. But, knock on wood.
Runners, that is crazy. I am not a runner.
I haven't ran in so long.
We used to do it way more often than we do now. Like every day.
I know.
Wow.
Should do that.
Okay, so I have one more question. It's one that I actually just made up. And so it's just like a hot take. So how do you guys feel when people compare vaping to smoking cigarettes?
It's fair.
What'd you say?
It's fair.
I think it's fair too, because they're both they're both very unhealthy for you, but one is more socially acceptable than the other. Like cigarettes, they smell really bad. They
leave you smelling the whole
day. Leave you smelling bad. I feel like the smoke is more dangerous to the people around you than like
the smoke. Yeah, for like children.
Because it just
like
goes away real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes like your teeth.
But I think in like the long run, they have way more like facts against how smoking's bad for you than vaping, because it just got way more popular, kind of blew up in the last, like... Mm.
Think about how it started out, though. People back in the day thought cigarettes were healthy.
I know.
They did. They thought,
until, like, the studies came out and, like...
But society told them. They were like, this but is
that's
healthy.
How vape, yeah, that's how vaping
started.
And now
started. People are they saying that.
It's a healthy alternative.
Vaping, yeah. Yeah,
it's healthy. And then there's going to be all these studies coming out.
Yeah, 40 years, 20 years, mm-hmm. who knows? We're going to have... God knows what.
The same effects.
And I guarantee you, everybody who vapes knows and is aware of the risks of what they're doing. And they simply just don't care because it's not a problem right now.
That, and it's because it's not a cigarette, which people look at as gross. You smoke cigarettes, yeah. That's disgusting.
But you vape, oh, that's okay.
Okay, that's, yeah.
I actually have a question. So some people I know have, in an attempt to quit vaping, they started smoking cigarettes or using, like, Zyns or, like, pouches. Would you ever consider switching to cigarettes because it's, like, a pack? Like, if you're going to, like, you use them when you're drunk or you're stressed, then, like, it's gone. Like, would you ever consider doing that?
Wait, Courtney, I'm going to repeat your question really quick.
Okay.
So, Courtney said, shout out to Courtney. Would you ever consider switching to cigarettes or, like, Zen pens?
Zins?
Zins.
Pouches?
Yeah, they're Zins. Pouches.
Or pouches.
Yeah. I heard those an alternative.
Honestly, I wouldn't. No. I would never.
Here's what I would do, and this is just me. I would switch to, like, what I use now as a vape to a flavor that I absolutely despise. I would go to, like, Kentucky tobacco or Louisiana tobacco, whatever it's called, or regular tobacco, and do that because it will make me so grossed out by what I'm smoking that I will not want to do it. Mm. And so that's where I can see people going back to cigarettes, is that they're just so grossed out of the thought of smoking cigarettes and having to go outside to go smoke a cigarette that they're like, I just don't even want that habit anymore. And so then they quit. If you think about it like that, kind of like a psychology kind of thing.
That's actually really cool. That was deep.
Like, if I don't want people to see if I vape, let alone pull out a cigarette.
I know. I would never want to smell like cigarettes or have a little lump in my, like, gum, like, from the pouches.
Like, those are strong.
I know.
Those are, like, a
I
lot.
I feel like that would knock you out.
I don't know. Pouches are nastier than, like, a cig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Because it lasts, I feel like it's, a lot longer.
Yeah, and it's, I feel like it's putting more of it directly into your body.
Isn't it going through, like, your bloodstream or something?
I think something like that. Something.
Because, but the thing is that the ingredients in a Zen are quote unquote healthier.
But that's the same thing.
Because it's strictly, there's, like, three ingredients in it. It's nicotine, salt, and something else. And so it, like, stabs into your gums and goes directly to your bloodstream. Which,
oh, yeah. My goodness. That is so extreme.
And I knew could be so tried wrong. That before, and they were like, it was awful. Like, I got sick.
They last you, like, all day, so too. Strong. Or, like, hours or something. Yeah. It lasts.
It goes through, like, a pack of them a day.
And they that's do
the
insane.
The coffee ones. And
what?
Their breath smells absolutely rancid.
Oh, my God.
And the smell stays on you. Like, they do it so
that's
much.
So gross.
You know what else I could see myself doing is getting Zins, those little pouches, to put in my mouth to get rid of the oral fixation until, but then you're just still addicted.
But
to nicotine,
I feel like that,
and you're not reaching.
And
for
then
your
it's stronger, so then you're gonna build up a tolerance to that.
Is it just the buzz just lasts all day? How do those work?
I think it's like patches. Honestly, I think like nicotine patches.
Oh, I
and
forgot.
And it lasts like 6 hours.
What? You just are like buzzed for 6 hours?
I think it just runs through your bloodstream. Like,
I don't.
You don't get buzzed when you're an addict. You don't get buzzed anymore.
Hot
so
topic there.
when you put the patch on, you're just keeping yourself from withdrawing as you are getting rid of the oral fixation of grabbing.
Oh,
so your body's like, I have it.
Yeah, your body is not withdrawing.
That's why people use patches to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I never understood why they use patches to quit. But that makes sense, I guess.
How would you feel about, like, if your vape dies or not getting new pods? But just still having it to you, like, to grab and, like, use, like, it's to wean yourself off of vaping. Like, you still have it. You still have it in your hand. You can still put it to your mouth, but you're not actually, like, inhaling anything because it's dead. Like, it's dead.
Mm.
I think that would help wean you off of.
Do you want to repeat that?
Oh, okay. So, if you keep your vapes that are burnt, right?
Dead. Or like dead or dead. Empty.
Okay, if you keep your empty vapes and like you keep them just to like have in your hand and like place to your mouth for like oral fixation, do you think that that would help you wean you off of vaping?
I do not trust myself in that way now.
I think I would just want to throw the whole device away.
I think that would make me more, yeah.
I just can like see myself quitting cold turkey.
Cold turkey?
And never
I did
back.
That. Or actually, when I quit for like a year or over a year, I was sick. And so I didn't use it for like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I can't. Like, I was so sick. And after I felt better, I just threw it away. So it's like, it's already been 4 days. I don't want it. I don't need it.
That's another, whenever I feel the slightest bit nauseous or sick or, like, cold or, like, anything, I can't use it. So that would be probably the best time to quit.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It just grosses me out even more. I don't know why. It's just, it's impossible to use. Especially if you have a sore throat or something.
And it's burning your throat even worse than it already is.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. So it burns. This is interesting.
Like, if you have a sore throat, I feel like it, like, I don't know.
But does it burn when you normally use it?
No, because I have a theory on this. I think that your throat builds like kind of a film over it when you're vaping constantly every single day. Because when I quit, when I quit vaping, I quit for 6 months, right? And I hit my vape, the exact same vape that I was using for years before that, when I started again. And I burnt the crap out of my throat. It hurt so bad I couldn't even believe what I was doing.
That does make sense.
And I think that's why other vapes, like, I can't even think of brands now, but Juuls, they all hit different.
That and the smoke will leave like a film on like walls or
And then your lungs.
I think that makes sense because I've only hit a vape maybe like 3 or 4 times like ever, and every time it burns my throat so bad.
If you're not used to it, it'll burn.
And why, when you don't vape, if you hit a vape, you're going to cough.
Yeah. The first time I ever hit a vape, I remember coughing so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And everybody would make fun of you. And they're like,
you're
like, you're not a vapor.
Yeah.
I am crying. Do you guys think that you'll ever, like, quit vaping? Like, for good, or do you guys think that this is like a lifelong habit?
1000% yes.
Yes, quit. Yeah. Quit for good.
I thought you meant
For good.
Oh yeah, quit for good.
I was like, no.
I was
like, okay.
No, I want to quit in the next year. For sure.
Yeah,
you said that 5 years ago.
I did not say that 5 years ago.
I believe her. She has.
The thing is I never want to be the mom at a soccer game who pulls out my vape. I will never want my kids exposed to the vaping.
Neither would I.
Society. That,
and it's like, I'm like, okay, so you're in college. It's like more acceptable. Like, you're in college, you're young, whatever. The second I graduate, I'd be like, what am I doing? Like, I'm a whole adult.
No, I know. Yeah. That's like, another thing, too, is like, when I graduate, I don't want to be a vapor. Because it's like, that is like making your adult life, like, starting for actual, like, for real. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
At some point, it's and embarrassing.
Oh yeah. Like, I already think it's
like embarrassing. It's
embarrassing
now. Yeah. Well, for me at least. I don't care if anyone else does it, but for me, I'm like, ooh.
Well, if I were to see like a 30-year-old mom with her kids at a mall or a grocery store hitting her vape with her kids, like out in public, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like flaunting it at like
at like late, red lights. Yeah. And they're blowing a huge cloud out the window with their kid in the car seat in the back.
Yeah.
That's
never
terrible.
Want that to be me.
You don't walk with your kid with your giant.
Yeah, with the cloud ones that like leave the giant,
the big mods.
The giant jet trail behind you.
Yes, literally a jet trail.
So Lily and I will be quitting this year.
Mark my words.
Yeah. That was on our goal list. We made a goal list at the beginning of the year.
You're not gonna believe me. You won't believe me until you see it.
I won't believe you until I see it. I believe you can do it, but...
Hey, I've already quit during work. I don't hit my vape at all during work.
Heck yeah.
Unless I have to pee.
It's your little treat.
Yeah. Break time.
It's like a reward.
It's a reward.
Yeah, but they keep mints at my work, and so I'll just go and grab a mint.
Oh, yeah, see, that's so smart. Yeah.
Mint keeps me from hitting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
You should just keep...
found an alternative.
You just keep those, like, lifesavers,
yes.
Those mints on you. I love those. You just pop them in your mouth. I wish I could have those at work. Yeah.
They're on sale at Costco right now.
Really?
$6.99.
Oh, how do you remember that?
Because I was looking.
Oh. Well, those are all the questions that I have. So,
thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you guys for being on the podcast. This is great. And I wish everybody success in your journeys. And no journey is alike, and your journey is your own. So don't let people, you know, make you feel bad for maybe starting again or whatever. Just live life.